You can make your contribution to the Nightlights online fund drive this year by going to indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights and clicking on the 6 degrees of support banner. Thank you for helping us to continue bringing Nightlights online to you every week.
Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, I'll be featuring vibraphone jazz from Bobby Hutcherson, Milt Jackson, Roy Ayers, Lionel Hampton, Red Norvo, and Lem Winchester. And I'll also be asking you to support this program and your public radio station. It's Good Vibes, coming up next on Nightlights. I'm playing jazz with a vibraphone theme on this Fun Drive edition of Nightlights, and nothing quite says jazz and vibes like the name Milt Jackson, also known as Bags, a nickname allegedly given to him for his habit of staying up all night. One of the key founding members of the modern jazz quartet, Jackson fused the blues, bebop, and swing of the 1940s into a signature sound that all subsequent vibraphonists had to deal with, whether they were being influenced by it or rebelling against it in an attempt to find their own stylistic path. In the Oxford Companion to Jazz, Neil Tesser writes of Jackson, he slowed the vibrato and, more important, scaled back the percussive attack and on-the-beat phrasing that often made the vibe sound cartoonish. Instead, he offered a flowing, relaxed style that took its cue from contemporaneous hornmen rather than pianists and drummers. His lines breathed lyrically and almost vocally. They sometimes whispered and even sighed. Neil Tesser on Milt Jackson, the master of modern post-World War II vibes. Here he is with Horace Silver and two fellow MJQ members doing Stonewall on Nightlights. Thank you. Vibraphonist Milt Jackson and Stonewall with Horace Silver on piano and two of Jackson's modern jazz quartet running mates as well there, Percy Heath on bass and Connie Kay on drums. From the 1955 prestige album Milt Jackson Quartet. Milt Jackson set the template for the sound of jazz vibes in the years following World War II. In recent times, public radio has worked to set the template for what you want to hear when you tune in. National and international news, informative talk, and music that represents the best of what American culture has to offer. If public radio is a part of your life, if it's something that helps you know the wide world around you all the more, then please help us to keep making that daily difference for you and public radio listeners everywhere. Here's how.
Make your online pledge to Nightlights Classic Jazz by going to indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights and clicking on the 6 degrees of support banner. While you're there, check out the many other Nightlights programs that are available for you to listen to. Thanks for making it possible.
Good vibes is the theme on this edition of Nightlights, and we're going to hear from two jazz vibes pioneers in this next set, each playing a piece associated with April. Some music from Lionel Hampton, a vibraphonist who actually started out as a drummer during a 1930 recording session with Louis Armstrong. Hampton just by chance started playing on a vibraphone that was sitting there in the studio, and he went on from there to become one of the most prominent vibes players of the 20th century. And we'll also hear from Red Norvo, who played xylophone in the 1930s before taking up the vibes in the 1940s. Hampton would lead a long-running successful big band, but he first came to prominence as a vibraphonist with Benny Goodman's small group in the 1930s. And we'll hear a 1950s small group led by Hampton that showcases him on the vibes, as well as a small group side by Norvo, the progressive trio he led with guitarist Tal Farlow and bassist Charles Mingus. First, Lionel Hampton with an all-star cast of sidemen, including Oscar Peterson on piano, doing April in Paris on Nightlights. Vibraphonist Red Norvo on I'll Remember April with Charles Mingus on bass and Tal Farlow on guitar from the Savoy CD The Modern Red Norvo. Before that, vibraphonist Lionel Hampton leading a small group in 1954 doing April in Paris with Oscar Peterson on piano, Ray Brown on bass, and Buddy Rich on drums from the CD The Lionel Hampton Quintet. Lionel Hampton and Red Norvo were two swing-era musicians who successfully made the transition to life in the music world after the advent of bebop. This time around on Nightlights, I'm asking you to make the transition to becoming a member of public radio, actively supporting the kind of jazz programming you hear on Nightlights every week, programming that takes you down all the paths and byways of modern jazz history, whether it's cool jazz or bebop or hard bop or the avant-garde. From the unsung heroes to the legends, looking at how this exciting and creative music has moved through our culture and our history, and how it's moved our hearts, our feet, and our minds. It's a celebration, and we want you to be a part of it. You can join right now. Here's how.
Your gift makes a difference in the kind of jazz programming that you can hear online. Help us keep it going by pledging to Nightlights online at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. And thanks.
The story of vibraphonist Lem Winchester is one of promise that had just begun to fulfill itself, then abruptly ended. Winchester was a Delaware policeman who gave up the crime beat for the jazz beat, signing a contract with prestigious New Jazz label and recording four albums in a brief 13-month period with top players of the day such as Benny Golson and Oliver Nelson. Winchester's playing was tinged with much of the hard bop and soul jazz sounds of the late 1950s and early 1960s, and he rapidly developed his own stamp of lyrical vibraphonist vitality that's reflected simply in the title of what would prove to be his final LP, With Feeling. Just as his career was starting to take off, he died in a tragic self-inflicted gun accident in an Indianapolis jazz club. The accident happened on a Friday the 13th, and to make matters even more eerie, Winchester had been using a hearse for a tour bus. Winchester was only 32 years old when he died. From the album released after his death, With Feeling, here's Why Don't They Understand on Nightlights.
Thank you.
vibraphonist Lem Winchester doing Why Don't They Understand from his posthumously released album With Feeling, joined by Richard Wyans on piano, George DeVivier on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. Sometimes on Night Lights, I'll devote an entire program to a musician like Lem Winchester, somebody who might yield a footnote at most in many jazz histories, but who produced interesting and beautiful music that you might not have heard before, whether you're a devoted jazz fan, somebody who's just getting into the music, or a public radio listener who enjoys keeping your mind and your ears open to everything. On other shows, I might zero in on a single significant year or period from a well-known artist like John Coltrane or Miles Davis or Duke Ellington, whose music changed lives and sometimes helped change minds as well. That's a big part of what Night Lights is all about. In today's new media world, the way you listen to all of the news and music and cultural programming that public radio brings to you is changing as well. You may be listening through a podcast or through an iPhone application or following your favorite shows and host on Twitter. We're working to deliver programming to you the way that you want it, and you help us to do that every time that you make a pledge of support to public radio and to programs like Night Lights. Help us keep moving with you. Here's how.
You can make your contribution to the Nightlights online fund drive this year by going to indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights and clicking on the 6 degrees of support banner. Thank you for helping us to continue bringing Nightlights online to you every week.
Bobby Hutcherson is a modern giant of jazz vibes, the first major figure on the instrument to follow Milt Jackson, and one whose rhythmic and harmonic conception was well-suited for the adventurous jazz of the 1960s. Hutcherson recorded a string of masterful albums for the Blue Note label throughout that decade, working with musicians like Jackie McLean, Eric Dolphy, and Andrew Hill to create a moody and subtle but vigorous sound that underscores the excitement and volatility of those times. Here he is with pianist Herbie Hancock, doing Hancock's theme from Blow Up on Night Lights. Vibraphonist Bobby Hutchinson doing Herbie Hancock's theme from Blow Up with Hancock on piano, Albert Stinson on bass, and Joe Chambers on drums from Hutchinson's Blue Note album Oblique, recorded in 1967. There's nothing oblique about what makes public radio happen. It's you that makes it happen. Your membership, your support makes the news, music, and cultural programming that you can hear 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 52 weeks a year possible. When you become a member of public radio, you make an investment in your culture and in your future, ensuring that the jazz and intelligent talk and news that you turn to will be there and that will continue to meet your needs as a listener, both the needs that change and the needs that stay the same. Help ensure that the good returns from public radio keep on coming. Here's how.
Make your online pledge to Nightlights Classic Jazz by going to indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights and clicking on the 6 degrees of support banner. While you're there, check out the many other Nightlights programs that are available for you to listen to. Thanks for making it possible.
This Good Vibes edition of Nightlights is nearly over, but there's still time to become a member of public radio and to start enjoying the benefits that come from joining and to help ensure that we can keep expanding the services and the programming that we offer to you. If you go to the archives section of the Nightlights website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights, you'll find among the many programs there one about vibraphonist Roy Ayers. Ayers has been called the godfather of acid jazz, and modern-day hip-hoppers refer to him as the Icon Man. But before his R&B success in the 1970s, he was renowned by his colleagues for his 1960s jazz performances. He played with West Coast stalwarts such as pianist Jack Wilson and saxophonist Curtis Amy, and was also a member of Gerald Wilson's illustrious big band. As a leader, he made records with the likes of saxophonist Joe Henderson, pianist Herbie Hancock, and trumpeter Charles Tolliver. Here he is with all three of those musicians doing In the Limelight on Nightlights. Thank you. I close with vibraphonist Roy Ayers, accompanied by saxophonist Joe Henderson, pianist Herbie Hancock, trumpeter Charles Tolliver, bassist Reggie Workman, and drummer Bruno Carr, doing In the Limelight from Ayers' 1967 album Virgo Vibes. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Nightlights. Stay tuned for more great programming and information on how you can support your public radio station. You can listen to previous Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead and hoping that you'll become a member of public radio right now.
Your gift makes a difference in the kind of jazz programming that you can hear online. Help us keep it going by pledging to Nightlights online at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. And thanks.